Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Brought to you by Michigan Lottery. The Wings have won 3 straight games and are now 8-3 after a shootout win over the Kings last night. They'll look to improve on that record tonight when they face goalie John Gibson's former team in the Anaheim Ducks. Hear the faceoff from the West Coast at 10 p.m. right here on 97.1. It's a big weekend in college football. Michigan hosts Purdue tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Michigan State is at Minnesota for a 3:30 kick. We also have an update on the Board of Trustees meeting in East Lansing this morning. We can confirm that the board approved a motion to scale back the previously agreed upon Spartan Gateway project. The approval per the official meeting motion reads, quote, "This revised vision emphasizes creating a vibrant hub that fosters community and engagement with a stronger focus on retail, office space, dining, and housing. Additionally, we will explore opportunities to utilize existing facilities to support Olympic sports, aligning with current strategic priorities," unquote. Per that verbiage, it appears that MSU has removed the plans for a reported $150 million Olympic sports arena and will use current facilities to operate Olympic sports such as gymnastics and wrestling. The board also approved Spartan Ventures. Per Pete Thamel's description, he says, following the lead of Clemson and others to form an independent company outside the athletic department with a focus on maximizing revenue. Jonathan Smith and the Spartans are looking to avoid their 4th consecutive loss when they take on Minnesota tomorrow. Also, the Pistons in Mexico City this weekend. That's a 10 p.m. tip against the Mavericks tomorrow. And the Lions return after 12 days off. With the bye, they face the Vikings from Ford Field at 1 o'clock on 97.1. At the Corwell Health Sports Desk, I'm Brendan Shabath. For more, go to 97.1 The Ticket or visit odyssey.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson. Happy Halloween, everybody. Got a couple questions about Halloween. We'll get to a little bit later on. If I Bet It coming up today at 1:38. We also will talk to the Birch Kid, our Lions insider, at 12:45 here on Carson Anderson. Let's get back to your open line call. Steve is next on 97.1. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Hey.
So I think we're both suffering from SOW, but I think my meds need to be adjusted a little more than yours, because on Monday night after St. Louis scored in the first, like, I think it was like, what, 40 seconds in the game?
Yeah, it was really.
I turned off the TV and I chucked my remote. And I was like, I'm done. I'm not getting drawn in this early. And then I woke up the next morning and it wasn't even a West Coast game. And we had won 5-3. And I'm like, oh, God. Okay. Maybe. I want to believe, but I don't. Like, I don't want to get sucked in, you know, and be like, I believe. And then, you know, have the rug pulled.
Yeah, first of all, so people know what happened. Gator, just joining on the radio, Gator turned off the Red Wing game last night in overtime. when the Kings scored what appeared to be the game winner, the goal got overturned. The Wings run in a shootout. SOW, you're worried they're same old Wings, and you're turning off games in the first minute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On an 8 o'clock start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah. Or 8:30 or whatever it was, yeah.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm guilty.
Hey, man, it's not the what is it, the March of Month? What do we call it? The Munch of Marth?
Munch of Marth.
It's not the Munch of Marth yet, which is where they've really struggled. And as Gator said earlier, he's going to wait. I mean, this is right here with Rudd Jesher. He was going to wait till the Munch of Marth.
I probably can't do that, though. Because I say, like, 30 games seems like I should be enough, but it's going to be the Munch of Marth.
That's when he'll totally buy in, when they make it through the Munch of Marth.
Yeah, because typically it would be 30 games, but because of what's happened with the Munch of Marth the last three seasons, I got to wait for the Munch of Marth.
Yep. All right, let's get back to some football here. Although we got this on Twitter. Gator, you're not alone. I turned it off as Ken Daniels was recapping the OT loss to a Western Conference team and not an Eastern Conference team. Was content with the 1 point. I found out at 7 a.m. they won in the shootout. That's from Michael. Thank you, Michael. Let's get to what we promised. So John Morton, the offensive coordinator of the Lions. The list of the coordinators talks a lot of fun because I think both these guys are pretty damn insightful. But the topic of JMO has been a hot topic this week. And I'm not sure, this sounds like, I don't know how much of this is driven by fantasy football or people who prop bets on JMO, but we've gotten calls about it. We've gotten texts about it. It's come up. So I came up with John Morton yesterday, the offensive coordinator, when he met with the media. Are you going to get JMO more involved was a question. And we also have the follow-up, right? We have the follow-up, Kang, so you can hear more on this. Here's what he had to say about getting JMO more involved.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Yeah. Okay.
So that is the same Johnny Morton that played for the Lions with Herman.
No, no, a different one.
But he said he played the same position.
Yeah, he might have, but he was not the same guy. Don't confuse the audience, man. You're going to confuse people. So a couple things about that. I love the no divas. The Lions no divas. That he doesn't complain. And, you know, this is one of the things you look around the league and that position lends itself, right? That position lends itself to complaining about not getting the football. And one of our guys who isn't getting the football, maybe as much as some others, isn't complaining about it. And I fell in love with the saying, keep the main thing, which is winning the games. And you kind of hope that if you win, if your team wins and keeps winning, that everyone will be rewarded. Now, does this mean people, I almost feel like this is a direct call out to fantasy football owners, don't bench JMO just yet. But that's the OC. What'd you make of what he had to say?
I think it's interesting because it sounds like he was asked a direct question about that. So he's addressing it. And I think it's a tough job for the OC and the quarterback to keep everybody healthy, or healthy happy. And happy, I should say, when you've got that many playmakers on the team. So it's just a matter of fact stuff, and he is saying all the right things you're supposed to say. Look, he's a great teammate. He just works hard. He doesn't care. And to Jamison Williams' credit, he doesn't care at all. At least that's what he said publicly.
Yeah, he's not getting in the way.
What do you say? I ain't frustrated at all, bro. Okay.
We have some sound from J-Mo too, right, Kang? Sorry. I'm not saying go to it yet. I'm just confirming. Okay, so we'll play that for you a little bit later on. More from John Morton as well. Like, are you trying to create more deep shots? Hear what he had to say today at 11:16 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. I wonder how many of those plays get called a game. How many deep shots?
Good question. I don't know. You know, it's interesting because I guess you have to include, it's not just the pass plays, it's the running plays, because sometimes those are checked down, the running plays.
Kill.
Yeah, exactly. Omaha. I don't know. What would be a number that satisfies fans?
How many deep shots get called a game where the primary receiver is just streaking down the field?
Yeah.
Would satisfy fans?
Yeah.
Well, for my friend Dave Stuckey, who I grew up with.
Oh. Do you have a brother?
No.
Okay.
He is not one of the Stuckey brothers. Gator's now referencing another movie that's 35 years old. And I actually know it. White Man Can't Jump. Wow.
Great movie.
Yep. It is a good movie. Dave Stuckey, the correct answer would be nothing less than 20 deep shots a game. Dave was ridiculous. He wanted them to throw deep, like, all the time.
I mean, because it's backyard football.
Yep.
It's well, what you
and
did.
I mean, you watch highlights. Friends,
you go deep left and... You know,
when you watch highlights, what do you see?
The deep pass. See
the deep shots. Everybody else throws them all the time. No, they don't. But I don't know. What's a reasonable number of deep shots to take in a game? Seriously, like 4?
I was going to say a handful.
Yeah. I mean, I bet closer to 8 or 9 get called. But as he said, if it's not there.
So something is beyond like 30 air yards.
Yeah.
You need a little time to set up, and you're going to, the play's got to take some time to develop.
That includes, so for those plays to be successful, not only does the coverage have to be right, the receiver does still have to beat his man, and the protection has to hold up.
And typically, you're expecting Jamison Williams to beat his man. The problem with the deep shots is that the safety comes over. So it's not just beating your man. And this is why it's so difficult, because it's about the coverages. Jared Goff knows pretty well, got a pretty good guess of what the coverage is when he's at the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
Now, it does get disguised. It does get changed around. But I think for the most part, he knows exactly what the coverage is. And then as soon as he gets the ball in his hands and he's surveying the field, he'll know for certain whether or not that safety is committed or not. So it's, you know, I really think teams are trying to limit the damage when it comes to the Lions. They want to keep the play in front of them.
All right, one more here from John Morton. This was just a fun answer. When he was here before, there was no Jahmyr Gibbs. Now he's back in Detroit as the OC. What does he think of Jahmyr Gibbs?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
I would never have thought to compare him to tight end Darren Waller.
I would not have expected that at all. When I was a kid and I first started watching football and really paying attention to it, like when the Lions had Billy Sims and I was watching Tony Dorsett with the Cowboys, that's when I first started watching football, like late 70s, early 80s. I loved the screen pass. The Cowboys would set that up for Tony Dorsett and he would just go. The Lions would set that up for Billy Sims, and it was just fun watching Billy go with the ball. So I've always loved the screen pass. There are a few things that you feel more confident about this. Like when you see it develop, and you see the defensive linemen have gotten way too aggressive. Oh, my God, they're in on the quarterback. How'd they get? Oh, that's why. Because the offensive lineman is just doing a little bit of an ole. I'm going to stop you for a half a second, and then I'm going to move over. And when you see those two or three offensive linemen in front of the running back who's about to receive the football.
He's got his friends.
And you don't see many people in front of those linemen. It is so satisfying. It's like it has to be for a coach that makes that play call. You call it at the right time against the right defense. And a lot of times the right defense is just that guy that's overly aggressive and not securing the edge. And he's just pinning his ears back going for the quarterback. Okay, this is why you don't do that. Dink. And he goes for 60.
I think at one point somebody referred to Jahmyr Gibbs as a weapon.
Yeah, weapon's better than freak.
Weapon. He's lived up to the billing. And we now have one of those guys that I would watch other teams. Well, we got a bunch of them. Like, that's a crazy thing. How often you would see other teams with weapons like this. And you'd be jealous. And now we got one of those guys. Freak, weapon, whatever you want to call him. Now, one other thing that he brought up and talked about that we didn't take a soundbite for it. On 3rd and 10 or longer, do you know how many first downs the Lions have converted this year?
I don't know, 2?
None.
Okay.
They're 0-for-20 this year on 3rd and 10 or longer, which is really interesting. And you brought up a point yesterday about maybe it was you or Kang, sorry, whoever brought up the point about them being such a 4-down team that on 3rd down, was it you? Okay. You don't always call a play on 3rd down that you think is necessarily going to get the first down because you know you're going to go for it on 4th down anyway. You'd rather be 4th and 3 than 4th and 8, and you know you're going to go for it anyway, so you don't mind throwing a curl pattern to a receiver for 5 yards. And if he breaks the tackle and gets a 1st down, great. If he doesn't, that's okay. We're going for it anyway.
Or running it on 3rd and 8 and you pick up 5 yards.
Sure.
Either way.
Yeah. So sometimes those 3rd down conversions, some of the 3rd down stuff with the Lions can be a product of them knowing they're going to go for it on 4th down and just trying to make it 4th and shorter. I mean, if you get 9 yards on a 3rd and 8, great. But if you get 5, goal accomplished.
Well, John Morton, he actually did agree, and he addressed that, Doug. He said, yeah, some plays they call short because they know they're going to go for it. But you guys mentioned Gibbs, and we talked about J-Mo a minute ago. Those are two explosive players that you got to still find that stat surprising that they have not gotten a 3rd and 10 or longer 0-for-20 this year for a 1st down. I mean, Jameson Williams, one of the fastest players in the league. Gibbs apparently is a freak, like Darren Waller, according to John Morton. But yeah, those two guys get the ball in their hands. You think at one time they would have converted it.
And St. Brown's always open.
Well, see, yeah, St. Brown did less yak, but like...
But I mean, it's like, okay, give me 11 yards. Okay, I'll run for 11 yards. I'm open. Give me the ball. And it just... I'm agreeing with you. It's surprising that they haven't with all the weapons they have to go with. You've got the deep shot you can go to. You've got a guy like Jahmyr Gibbs who can make people miss. You've got really steady targets to throw to, like Laporta and St. Brown, and they're 0-for-20?
Yep, 0-for-20 on 3rd and 10 or longer. Okay, we have some breaking news from the NFL that could impact us. The Dolphins have just fired their GM, Chris Greer. We opened the show talking about available Dolphins. So... when you call the Dolphins now...
who do you call?
And to do it right before the trade deadline.
That is... that seems punitive. Maybe there was some words exchanged last night.
I can only imagine... how would this make sense? That Stephen Ross wants to sell and Greer didn't? Stephen Ross is the owner? Or Stephen Ross didn't want to sell and Greer did.
Or Stephen Ross wants Mike McDaniel gone and Greer didn't want to fire
him. Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I always, the in-season firing.
I don't think this stops them from making moves. I mean, they've got people on staff.
You would have to have somebody on staff.
It doesn't make any sense. Also, Dan Campbell is speaking and said something about the deadline.
We will hear that, and we'll check in with Burchie coming up today at 12:45, who is there at Allen Park headquarters of the Detroit Lions, 248-539-9797. We will get to what Campbell had to say about the deadline a little bit later on. There was some dot connecting on the morning show about Tarek Skubal. It's an interesting conclusion, Gator. Things might be. Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Busy weekend. Busy weekend. Wings win last night. Give up an overtime goal that gets overturned. I mean, the truth is, it probably should have won a regulation. Kings scored two goals with their goalie pulled. Extra attacker, which sucks. But then they gave up, Wings gave up a goal in overtime, power play goal, but it got disallowed for goalie interference. Wings wanted a shootout. They continue to be okay. Continue to be okay, which is great. They're back in action tonight at Anaheim. You got the clocks getting turned back Saturday night. Halloween tonight. You got World Series Game 6 tonight. Michigan and Michigan State in action tomorrow. Spartans at Minnesota. Michigan hosting Purdue. Lions taking on Minnesota Sunday. High school football playoffs underway. Pistons in Mexico City. Is that tonight or tomorrow? Is that tomorrow?
That's tomorrow, tomorrow at LCA. LCA. Get it, Gator?
See what you did there.
Yeah, because you thought they were at LCA, but it's
EL.
Yeah, EL.
LCA.
Yeah. 10 o'clock, man.
Well done, Kang.
Thank you.
The Conquistadors Arena.
It means the CA.
Yeah. Where's the game? The CA. I like it. Conquistador Arena.
I just made it up.
Yeah.
Because it's CA.
It's not a real place.
Could be.
That'd be a sweet name.
Wouldn't surprise me if there was Conquistador Arena. Yeah.
That's what we should start calling this place.
Cerveza Arena.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we're cooking with grease.
Cerveza aquí. Ahora.
Can you do 2 and 20 to go in Spanish, Gator?
Dos en veinte.
No, dude, count that baby in a foul.
I love how they added it to the graphic at the bottom right of the screen now, too. That's great.
They have what?
Count that baby in a foul. When George says it, it pops up on the bottom of the screen now.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I haven't noticed that.
Yeah.
It's not closed caption, is it?
No.
Okay.
No, it's like animated graphic that shows up. It's great.
That is awesome.
Congratulations to George. 50 years, dude, man.
Do you hear the trivia question we asked? You probably didn't. You probably weren't listening to the Michigan-Michigan State pregame show.
No, I was not.
Matt Park was filling in, and I was doing my 50th game, and they asked, has George done more years of Michigan State football than Doug has done games?
The answer is no.
The answer is yes.
No, he hasn't done Michigan State football. Has done more? Has
53
done,
years of Michigan State football.
Has he done 53 years of Michigan State football?
Yep. And I've done 50 games.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Love that guy.
Yep. Went over and talked to him. He's a legend.
He's so great.
Absolute legend.
Did he say hi to me?
He didn't. He said hi to Kang. Actually, who did I bump into? I bumped into somebody this weekend that is the biggest Kang fan ever.
It's not my daughter.
No, that's true. She barely acknowledges you being part of the family.
I know. Sad.
I have to remember, but somebody's like, that Kang is really sharp. Yeah, we like him. All right, so we mentioned we get to this. Dan Campbell, regarding the trade deadline, speaking with the media, we'll have more on this next hour with the Birchie Kid. Campbell says he loves Detroit's current... This is Eric Woodyard on Twitter, who covers the Detroit Lions for ESPN. Campbell says he loves Detroit's current roster and doesn't anticipate a big move happening ahead of the trade deadline, but GM Brad Holmes has been searching. Quote, that doesn't mean we won't, Campbell said. He's brought up a couple things already.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
So Eric Woodyard was the follow-up. And what are those things?
Right. Care to elaborate?
I personally don't think the Lions will make a move because the Legion of Whom, I think, showed them they have guys, if need be, to step up at some point. Now, you don't want the entire secondary to be the Legion of Whom, but one guy here and there will help, right? I think they like Muhammad a lot. Obviously, they have Hutchinson this year, which they did not have him last year, so that's a big upgrade in itself. But if they were to make a move, the fact that Miami did fire Chris Greer, do you think that's more likely the Dolphins will trade everybody or hold tight with everybody?
I don't know. I think their head, it was apparently mutual, and yes, it's happened like at this hour. That the Vikings fire their GM.
Ian Rappaport said it was a mutual party.
Okay, that tells me that ownership and the GM wanted to go completely different directions. I'm going to guess, after last night's game, one of the two wants to sell and the other one doesn't. I think that's how you have a mutual parting of the ways. You know, and the question, Kang, you say the Legion of Whom has given him faith. We had a caller yesterday that tapped into the deep fears of doing that. And that is that the equivalent of the Tigers counting on McKinstry and Dingler and Parker Meadows and guys that they think are young and going to contribute the entire season, and then they don't contribute the entire season.
Yeah, which I thought was a pretty good analogy. Different
it's
sports,
like a worst fears realized kind of approach, but it doesn't mean we can't talk about it.
I would be disappointed if they didn't make a move because they have a ton of cap space that they can take on salary, and I think there are opportunities to find better players than guys that are on the roster right now, and I think you always have to be on the lookout for that. However, having said that, I can also understand, look at this, that, okay, they're going to be rental players because you're not likely to trade for somebody that's going to be, you know, a longer-term contract.
Mm-hmm.
So the price for that ends up being draft picks, and how steep is that price going to be? That we don't know. And would Brad Holmes be better suited having a fourth-round pick to take whomever, as opposed to taking on somebody who just adds depth to this roster for you know, 10 games, 9 games.
Yeah. We'll keep our eye on it. God, I want to know what the things he's been working on are. That would be the most fun thing
ever.
We'll
send him an email.
I do have his email address.
Yeah.
B_homie@DetroitLions.com.
I thought it was DetroitLion.com.
Well, I'll send to both just in case. It's been a while since I sent them.
Yeah, one might get sent back.
Yeah, right. Out of the office.
Don't you guys think this year's trade deadline is a little different than last year? I feel last year they were kind of forced to make a move because Hutch was out. This year, it's 100%. Like, hey, what kind of deals can I get, right?
I think it was Colton Pouncey who referred to it. Last year, they were stopping the bleeding. This year, I would say they're trying to boost the resume.
Yeah, it feels like they're getting guys back right now as opposed to, oh my God, we just lost another. But it doesn't stop, would not stop. I don't think it's going to stop Brad Holmes from certainly looking. And according to Dan Campbell, he's kicked some things around.
Yep.
So they're looking. It doesn't mean they'll do something. I hope they do. Because I think the opportunity is there to solidify this roster even more. And there will be injuries down this last stretch of 10 games.
All right,
leading into the playoffs.
This is interesting. Just tweeted from Tom Pelissero.
Okay.
Who is one of the NFL insiders at NFL Network. Players the Dolphins received trade calls on but were unwilling to deal in recent weeks. Wide receiver Jalen Waddle. Waddle. Outside linebacker Jalen Phillips. Outside linebacker Bradley Chubb. Outside linebacker Matthew Judon. And cornerback Rasul Douglas. With a 2-7 record and a new interim GM, teams are certain to check back in starting today. Hey, Brad Holmes, circle back, buddy.
Yeah,
time to circle back.
If their previous GM didn't want to trade those guys, holding out that they could make a move in the playoffs, did all that just get knocked out? And maybe that was all tied to it anyway. Hey, team's got to win. Okay, you're saying we're not going to trade these guys. We've had offers. And you think that we can still make the playoffs. And then they lose the game last night to a team that's in their own division that just leapfrogged them with their third win.
They're not in the division.
I'm sorry. Dolphins aren't in the same division. But same conference.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good news for Miami.
Okay, now we have a statement. And again, the only reason we're talking about this is because the Dolphins have players to trade, and they just fired their GM. Stephen M. Ross, the owner, as I assessed the state of the team in my discussions with Chris, it became clear to both of us that change could not wait. We must improve in 2025, 2026, and beyond. And it needs to start right now. Champ Kelly will serve as interim general manager effective immediately, and we will begin our search process for a new GM. I always have been and remain committed to building a winning team, consistently competes for NFL championship. I think Ross wants a trade. That's my guess here. Stephen Ross wants the Dolphins to unload guys and load up on future assets, and Chris Greer didn't want to do that.
He seems like more of an impatient type of owner too, right? They need to tear this down to the studs. I mean, that organization is terrible. Like, the coach is going to be fired. Tua's not the answer. Congratulations, Doug. You know, like, Tyreek Hill's leg is the other way. Just let everybody go. Mm-hmm. Just move on and start all over.
Let's go to Tyler. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Tyler.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
So I try to, trust the Brad Holmes process, and I've very appreciative of everything he's done for this team. The only thing I think I'm kind of critical of is, you know, like this year trading those three third round picks in order to draft Isaac Tesla, who I think will be a good player. I think he will have an impact on this team. I just think, you know, he does those moves like he did it with Gio Manu, he did it with Vaki, and then I think we get to the trade deadlines and he's, you know, we're low on picks for the next draft when we could, you know, grab an impact player at the trade deadline is, you know, something I kind of always think about.
Well, there's one thing that I think is 100% true is there are mistakes folded into all of the brilliance, and that's okay. Like I'm not saying you're saying this. He's not going to get everything right. There have been curious moves made on draft night that haven't panned out. But, you know, the standard that he has set is so high and he's done such a good job that when something goes awry or he traded and he made those, you know, traded picks to move up to get Tesla, he did the same thing with Broderick Martin, you know, I mean,
yeah,
there's been some misses, but he definitely is the net of his work has been overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah, it just seems like every year, you know, we get to the trade deadline, you know, there's not a lot of extra picks out there when we've had extra picks for all these drafts, and it's like, it's just, you know, I think it would make it easier to make a move, but, you know, it is what it is, and I'll continue to trust him.
Well, next year they go into the draft with the standard 7 picks. Now, they're not all, like, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. They have no third-rounder and 2 fourth-rounders, so they still have 7 picks, but they've only lost 1 third-rounder so far. All right, more of your phone calls and feedback. There was some dot connecting today with Tarek Skubal, which could mean things are afoot. Hmm. We'll get to that today at 11:47 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. Just a reminder, we're taking Michigan and Michigan State questions for a Wolverine and Spartan mailbag a little bit later on. Michigan fans, I'll handle most of those, but they're not exclusively. Same Spartans. We'll fire these questions at Gator, so send them over at 248-539-9797, and we will get to some of those a little bit later on. We got picks coming up at 1:38. We got the Birch Kid from Inside Allen Park, Dan Campbell, addressing the media right now. And we'll recap what he had to say and read into it a little bit as we get set for Sunday. Lions in Miami. All right, so morning show, Tom Milliken, who sometimes is a deep thinker, came up with this. And you tell me if you think this is some solid connecting of dots and could be what's going on.
All right.
Start with the backdrop of Major League Baseball is looking at a potential work stoppage after next year. Could be a lockout. Don't know what's going to happen. Certainly hope that there isn't. But that is looming as the backdrop of everything that's going on in a business perspective right now in the league. Skubal's entering the last year of his contract. Under club control, when a team drafts you and you know, they have you for 6 years, 7 years, whatever it is, where you are, your salary's determined by arbitration. Then when you get to be a free agent, that's where you go out and you get the money cannon contract. And Skubal is worthy of it. This week we had new reporting about this line or this Tigers offer, rather. John Heyman saying that the Tigers offered 4 years and $80 million. Now, to be clear, they didn't offer this now. They offered it before last season.
Yes.
So this was 2 years short of free agency. He was coming off a season where he made $2.3 million. And they said, we'll raise you up to $20 million this year and next year. And in return, we're going to get $20 million for 2 years on the back end of that, which really probably isn't even true. Everybody knows the players will renegotiate with a year to go. And so it was a $20 million offer for 2 years early. And the Tigers would probably get $20 million of him cheap on the back end of that. And then they'd be renegotiating all over again. Whether or not that's a truly competitive offer, it's not even the point of the topic. But that got released to John Heyman, MLB insider, who reported it. So where did that likely come from, Scott? Where do you think John Heyman got that information from?
Scott Boras.
Scott Boras is the agent that represents Tarek Skubal. And Tom was saying, why is he doing this again? He's done it once already. So why? It's not illogical to conclude it's coming from Boras' camp. Why is he starting this news cycle all over again? He's starting this news cycle all over again because Skubal wants a contract now. He wants it this winter. And the reason he wants it this winter is because there's a work stoppage looming. And the work stoppage can go on for who knows how long. But at the far end of the work stoppage, if Scoobal doesn't get his contract now, and at the far end of the work stoppage, there's some sort of salary cap or something that restricts spending, he might not get as big a money cannon contract if he plays out the season on the final year of this deal. So Boris is trying to spark some discussions. Translation, he wants other teams to know that his client would be willing to sign a long-term deal. And if it's not going to happen in Detroit, suddenly the Tigers actually have a little bit of leverage here in that they could trade him to a team that's willing to sign him and maybe actually get a decent return. Because one of the thoughts is, if Scoobal's going into the final year of his contract and not willing to sign a new deal, that team sees him as a rental, and it probably means the compensation, the price of compensation goes down. But if Boris is motivated to get this information out there, it's Scott Boris trying to send out the flag that, hey, we're willing to negotiate a long-term contract, so let's talk now. My client wants to get this done now. And if the Tigers can't pay him or can't beat an offer, and look, I know that people want to sign and would love to see him come back on their terms, but if you get into a bidding war with the Yankees or Dodgers or Red Sox or Phillies or whomever, you're probably going to lose. And so, hey, maybe the Tigers can trade him for a Herschel Walker-type return, who's now the benchmark in all sports of you gave up a veteran and you set yourself up for years. What do you think of this dot connecting done by Tom Milliken this morning?
I think it's interesting. I certainly am not poo-pooing it. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of logic there. The work stoppage thing is interesting. Where that comes into play, baseball needs an overhaul with their financial situation, but I don't think they're going to do an overhaul. I think they're going to do a tweak. But that tweak just might be heavier penalties for teams that spend over $250 million or whatever.
It'll cut down spending.
Yeah. So this is where I could see that coming into place. And that benefits the Tigers, because the Tigers can compete in that. You start changing things up on that end, all of a sudden the Tigers have some leverage. So I do agree with the premise. I don't think that's what's happening.
Don't you?
I don't. I mean, 51 says it's not, but I like the effort. Yeah. I like the theory.
Yeah. And look,
I'll say this. That should be an argument for Scott Harris towards Scott Boris and why he should stay in Detroit.
Yeah, yeah, we'll sign you to a huge deal, because on the far end of this, there's probably going to be some cost certainty, you know, that owners are going to want. So you're not getting what you think. You might not get what you think you're going to get. We'll pay you now.
Yeah, we'll give you good money.
Now, if he says, no, I want my client to go to New York, or, well, New York will top that, that's fine. Work out the trade, sign the contract with New York, but they got to give us Schlittler and Jones. Who's a big power hitter in their organization?
I forget.
Yeah, suddenly you might get. And that's, by the way, like one of their top prospects who hit 30 home runs at AAA and is looking for a place to play on the Yankees roster. He's ready to go now. We could be talking about them actually getting decent value and not get teams that see the Tigers trying to unload him for cheap. I'm not trying to create unrealistic expectations, but I think it's interesting to think about.
Yeah, I do think the Tigers have a little bit of leverage, and I think that the idea of this offseason, if you can't get a deal done with Tarek Skubal that you have to entertain the thought of trading him, I mean, there are options. You don't have to trade him. You can hang on to him and compete for a World Series. You could hang on to him, sign a big-time free agent pitcher to go along with him that'll help soften a blow for when he leaves after next season, and you still have the great chance of winning the World Series. There's lots of things you can do. But if the move is eventually for them this offseason to decide we're going to have to trade him, there are multiple suitors, and they all have deep pockets, and they have some pretty good systems and players on their roster currently that could help facilitate that move. But I don't know. We'll see. I like the theory. It gives you a little more optimism, hope, but maybe really just what it does is gives the Tigers more leverage to make sure that they get something out of this.
Yeah, I don't want it to be false hope, but I'm a little bit like one of my big concerns of this whole thing is the Tigers come to loggerheads and they won't be able to make a deal impasse with Scoobles camp and he'll play out the season. They'll lose him for nothing or they trade him for less than market value, which are just Armageddon terrible scenarios for Detroit. Maybe it's not terrible. Maybe it's not. We'll see how it plays itself out. 248-539-9797. I'll continue with that. Coming up next hour, we'll talk a little Lions. We'll check in with the Birchie Kid at 1245 from the Allen Park headquarters. Dan Campbell speaking today saying, I don't expect a big trade, but Brad's working the phones, and he's already heard a few things that could be in the works. And things are afoot in the league. I bet Miami's getting ready to sell. So we'll get into all of that next hour here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.